talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell
that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And happy Devil Radio Day. Today is 9/27. 92.7, September 27th, 9/27. A lot to talk about. A lot to still talk about. One of the most important legislative pieces in front of the Congress right now is the infrastructure bill. The two infrastructure bills, they were split. One of them is a little over $1 trillion, the so-called hard infrastructure. That's going to repair, build roads, bridges, airports. It's going to provide water systems, clean up our water systems. All good, all essential. All essential, passed the Senate with 69 votes. Moscow Mitch voted for it. Every Democrat voted for it, all 50, and 19 Republicans, 69. It's teed up, ready to go. No frills, nothing. It's right there. All they got to do is vote on it. There was a dispute between some people in the Democratic caucus, the so-called progressives, against the so-called moderates. And they agreed last month that what would happen was they would delay the vote on the hard infrastructure bill until there had been a vote on the soft infrastructure bill, which is $3.5 trillion. And that is going to pay for childcare, tuition for everybody, community colleges, increase the educational system in this country, climate change, a number of other things that are very important, Medicaid and so on. I support that as well. Well, here's where we are. They agreed last month that the progressives don't want to vote on the hard infrastructure bill until the soft one passes. The moderates don't want to delay the vote on the hard infrastructure bill, and they wanted it right away, and there was an agreement. The agreement was that the vote on the hard infrastructure bill would be delayed till today, to Devil Radio Day, 9/27. They said Devil Radio Day, 92.7, 9/27. That's when they were going to vote on it. Well, the progressives are dragging their feet. The progressives, it'd be an unkind thing to say that they reneged on the deal. But in any event, they've told Pelosi they won't vote for it. Now, how many progressives are there? In the Progressive Caucus, there are about 90. About 60 of them are woofing. All they're trying to do is pose as progressives to ward off primary challenges back in their districts. But about 30 of them are hardcore regulation card-carrying progressives. And the Squad, for instance, and others. And they went to Pelosi and said, we're not voting for it until we get the other one. 11 Democratic senators wrote them saying, don't vote for it until you get the other one, including obviously led by Bernie Sanders. And I'm laying out the facts, and then I'm going to comment on what I think we should do. In any event, Pelosi announced yesterday that she is delaying the vote till Thursday, even though she had agreed to do it yesterday. Strike that. She'd agreed to do it today, 9/27. And what she said is, I simply don't have the votes. I'm not going to bring something to the floor that's going to fail. What she's not taking into account is, if you bring that to the floor, it's all well and good for progressives to shoot their mouth off about not voting for it. But if they vote against the hard infrastructure bill that's passed the Senate unanimously in the Democratic caucus and 19 votes in the Republican, and that everybody wants, they are hurting themselves. They're going to get primary challenges by doing that kind of thing. That is wrong. In the parliamentary system in Europe, in France, in Britain, a party takes a position and they whip it, WHIP. They send somebody around and say, this is a party vote. This isn't a, you know, vote your conscience vote. This is a party vote. if you don't vote for it, they throw you out. They don't support you in the next election. They put somebody else up and say, you are essentially a skunk and should not be supported. We don't do that here. We put more subtle pressure on. But Pelosi says, I can't get it done. At least those 30 progressives say they won't vote for it. Now, one possibility, and I proposed this in the past, is what John Boehner did on the Republican side. He was a moderate, and the Tea Party finally threw him out. They got him, the right-wing Freedom Caucus. But if he wanted something, he'd count his votes, and he'd be 20 short because the Freedom Caucus, like the progressives, would go, no, we're not going to do it. And then he'd go to Pelosi. And he'd say, all right, I need 22 votes. And she would come up with 22 people in safe districts, and they would vote for it. And the bill would get through. That was the Boehner, John Boehner, that was his system. Here, I know that Biden talked privately with some of these Republican congressmen to see if they would come along. He needs a win, because some of this infrastructure work has to be done by the beginning of October. Has to be done by the beginning of October, because some of the problems with our infrastructure are going to result in shutting down some of our infrastructure, some bridges and roads and that kind of thing. I suspect what happened, this is my suspicion, but having looked at it, is that Biden and Pelosi could not get however many votes they needed out of the Republican caucus to pass it over the objection of a handful of progressives. I suspect that's what happened. And I also suspect that the progressives, the squad types who are going to vote against it, are absolutely immune to any arguments that somehow this is what the party wants. And it might not have passed, and then that would have been a bad thing. Here is the problem. The problem is that when Thursday comes around, I don't think we're any closer to it than we are right now, and that she'll postpone it again for the very same reasons. Now, what about the $3.5 trillion infrastructure? What are the objections? The objections are coming from Sinema and Manchin and a few others because of the tax requirements of that bill. But Sinema and Manchin are the keys. Sinema said she won't vote for it. She hasn't even shown any kind of wiggle room, although I suspect she could be compelled to show some wiggle room. Manchin is much slyer. He's a sly fox. And he goes, oh, well, little too high. Let's bring it down. Well, the fact is that $3.5 trillion is a lot of money, and we could accomplish a lot of this with less than $3.5 trillion. It wouldn't be great, but okay. So those decisions are one thing. But another thing is going to be Sinema and Manchin to a lesser extent. What if they don't vote for it at all? At all? Or what if they want such a reduction that effectively it doesn't take care of the educational, health care, and child care needs that it's supposed to address? Then you're going to have progressives, and you're going to have progressives in the Senate and Bernie Sanders, who aren't going to agree to that kind of reduction. The point of the matter is that what happens if the $3.5 trillion doesn't pass? There'll be a lot of Democrats who want it, who vote for it, and I'm one of them, support it. There are a handful that think it's too high, but there may be one, Sinema, who won't do it at all. She has been, right now, taken to task by the Arizona Democratic Party for opposing filibuster reform. But they can't do anything about it until the next election. They can't field the primary candidate till the next election. That's the situation. So you solve that for me. Well, I think it's reasonable to postpone the vote. Nancy Pelosi, postpone the vote till Thursday. But if Thursday comes along and it turns out that $3.5 trillion, because remember something else. The original progressive position had been not only does it have to pass the House, but it also has to pass the Senate. Then they reduced that. Well, it's not going to pass the Senate. It's not going to be submitted to the Senate for a little bit. And then they changed the position and said, well, we at least have to have commitments from all the senators that they'll vote for it. Well, what happens if Sinema doesn't give that commitment? That's not Nancy Pelosi's fault. That's not Joe Biden's fault. That's not the fault of the Congress. The Congress should vote on what it can vote for. It should vote, absolutely, maybe put both of them the same day, Thursday, for the soft infrastructure and the hard infrastructure. The effect of that will be to have passed the hard infrastructure, because both houses will have passed it, Senate with 69 votes, and House, and Biden will sign it. Biden will say he badly needs a win right now. The party badly needs a win. And then the other one goes to the Senate. Why not do that? Why not do that Thursday? Why not do that Thursday? You can have a few defections of moderate. We have an eight seat majority in the House. If all the progressives vote for both of them and all of the moderates vote for the hard one and most of them vote for the other, it passes. Then let the Senate do what it has to do. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Lines are live. Do not hang up. I will get to the lines right after the break. Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.